Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is the last day to catch Some Old Black Man, a new theater production starring award-winning actor Wendell Pierce, now streaming online for free. The play, written by James Anthony Tyler, explores the complex relationship between a father and son, both trying to heal from a lifetime of experiencing racism and oppression. Pierce and I spoke last Friday on Morning Edition, and as part of our conversation, I asked Pierce about his characterization of police detective Buck Moreland in the popular HBO police drama The Wire, the most recent calls for police reform, and what the insurrection we witnessed at the U.S. Capitol says about us.
I listen to people say, this is not who we are. And there's a duality in that. This is not who we are because this is not who we aspire to be. But this is not who we are because we haven't gotten there yet. That wonderful mosaic of a democratically self-ruled republic, that utopic idea that we have, is not who we are.
Over the summer, after the killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, a lot of folks were rewatching and re-examining The Wire, where you played Baltimore police detective Buck Moreland. And you said during that time that the drama, quote, demonstrated moral ambiguities and the pathology that leads to abuses, and that ultimately The Wire is art, and art is meant to ignite the public discourse. This is a big question I'm about to ask you, but in light of what happened over the summer and this last week's insurrection, what discussion about policing in America do you think we need to be having at this moment?
It is a good question, Tanya.
I know.
And rightfully so. Someone wrote to me when we were having these discussions this summer and said, you know, but you were a part of The Wire and, you know, you celebrated that whole idea of policing and the way the police come into our communities, you celebrated it. And I said, if you looked at The Wire and you didn't see it as a condemnation of the systems that are oppressing people, you missed the point. And it made me realize we really have to have a conversation. If you look at The Wire and you see it as a celebration of policing, and instead of the condemnation of all of its dysfunction, then we really have a problem, because we didn't get here overnight. It was an evolution of mentality that goes all the way back to America's original sin. 13th Amendment was written with the loophole that these enslaved people, we can enslave again if we put criminality on their actions. And so you had a whole movement of making sure that these enslaved people, once they become free, we take advantage of that loophole and find the criminality in their behavior, no matter what, to put on to them. Because once you put that criminality on them, they lose their citizenry. So the designs of what slavery was about is an amorphic thing that changes from generation to generation. So slavery becomes Jim Crow. Jim Crow becomes mass incarceration, and it perpetuates that. We all know that the policing system and what that was about evolved from bounty hunters.
Do you think that's not the conversation we're having, that we should have, connecting those dots?
That's the conversation we absolutely have to have. Because we all know that what the truth is. The truth is the majority of police are good people doing great jobs, but it only takes a few. It takes a mentality. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So there's policing that says, I'm coming here to do a good job, but you are so infected with this idea of when you come into my community, the way you see me. The automatic assumptions that you make, that a young man carrying his own cell phone, holding it up to a police officer as he walks out of his garage saying, hey, here is seen as a gun, right? As a man walking to his house with Subway sandwiches is shot down. As a young man holding his own phone is accused of being of stealing someone else's phone. That must be mine because you're a young black man and you aren't deserving of that. It's the perceptions that infect policing that we're not having that conversation about. And people are afraid to have the discussion because they want to just embrace the mythology. And actually, the reality for those people that don't want to have the discussion is they don't see the abuse because they are in a place of privilege. They really don't know the fear of being pulled over by a police officer. They know that if they get angry at a police officer, they can say something to his or her face. Say, get out of here. We've seen videos of men pushing cops. We saw it at the Capitol. I have the right to attack you because you work for me. And if I did that, and we all know, if I did that, it would have been a totally different thing. And so I ask people to realize one truth. No matter what the intent is, no matter how good the intent is, it is never as powerful as the impact. And if the impact is abuse, disruption of people's lives, harm to people's bodies, no matter how good the intent, well, you didn't understand. He was just trying. It does not matter. The impact is this unarmed black man is dead. We have to have those conversations. And that's what art is about. Art is the place, the forum in which we look at ourselves as a community, decide what our values are, look at our inadequacies, and then go out and move us to act on them. That's the changing of the hearts and minds. Leave that to the artists. In the meantime, let's legislate and be just as deliberate when it comes to destroying these inequitable systems as they were deliberately constructed.
Wendell Pierce, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you, Tanya. I talk too much.
I wish we had an hour. This was great. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Again, Wendell Pierce stars in the play Some Old Black Man, and you can catch the last digital screening through today. It's free, but registration is required.